Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is about computing power becoming the tech industry's scarcest commodity. The Financial Times reports that Google has put limits on Meta's use of its Gemini AI models after the social media company sought more computing capacity than Google could provide.
According to the report, Google told Meta around March that it couldn't meet the full Gemini capacity the company had sought to purchase. This shortfall has disrupted and delayed some of Meta's internal AI projects. Meta has been particularly impacted due to its exceptionally high demand for Google's models. The Financial Times notes this is a sign of how AI demand is now outstripping even the largest cloud provider supply, with Google prioritizing its own products and key enterprise customers over external partners like Meta. The article frames this as a broader industry trend, where surging appetite for advanced models is turning computing power into the tech industry's scarcest commodity.
50%. That's how much Coinbase has cut its AI spending by switching to Chinese models like GLM 5.2 and Kimi 2.7, even as token usage keeps climbing. The Decoder reports the company's automated routing system picks the best model for each request based on task and price.
Other stories from the feed. First, former U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo has launched Raise Us, a bipartisan nonprofit to prepare American workers for AI-driven job shifts. Amazon, Anthropic, Microsoft, and the OpenAI Foundation are jointly funding the $1 billion initiative. The Decoder notes that the very companies driving the disruption are bankrolling the response, which will likely raise questions about independence. The nonprofit's first goal is to identify the skills most at risk and create training programs for workers in those fields.
Next, Bloomberg reports that Australia-based Firmus Technologies will build its first data center in Batam, Indonesia, as part of a partnership with NVIDIA. The 360-megawatt NVIDIA DSX AI factory campus is being developed with Day One. The project is part of NVIDIA's push to expand its AI infrastructure footprint across Southeast Asia. The facility is expected to come online in phases, with the first stage providing capacity for local AI startups and research institutions.
The Wall Street Journal says researchers found that Z.AI's GLM 5.2 matches latest U.S. models at finding security bugs. Critics are questioning the U.S.'s lax approach in restricting Chinese open models, with some arguing Washington is handing Beijing a cyber warfare advantage. The study tested the model on a dataset of real-world vulnerabilities, and the researchers noted the Chinese model performed especially well at identifying memory corruption and injection flaws, which are common in critical software.
Finally, AI Weekly's latest issue highlights that open weights now run from a 1.6 trillion parameter model to a 230 million parameter model on a Raspberry Pi. World models are getting 48 times faster, and there are medical breakthroughs in immunology and cancer scanning. The issue notes the rapid compression of model sizes is making advanced AI more accessible for edge computing and specialized devices. They point to several recent papers showing how these smaller models can now handle complex reasoning tasks that previously required much larger systems.
One thing to try if you're using Claude for game development is loading the right context automatically. A developer on Reddit built a skill pack from official docs and popular skills that automatically loads the right skill based on what you're working on.
Instead of re-explaining game development concepts every session, you just describe what you want to build, and the system handles loading the appropriate context. The developer says this made Claude feel like it actually knew game development, rather than just producing technically correct but disconnected output. You can find the skill pack linked in the show notes to test this context-aware approach in your own workflow.
That's Compact Conversations for Monday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.